As St. Vincent and the Grenadines joins global partners in commemorating World Kidney Day, consultant nephrologist Dr. Tawana Brown-Caesar has been speaking about how climate is impacting kidney health. In an interview with NBC News, Dr. Brown-Caesar explains that during the rainy season, spikes in diseases like dengue and leptospirosis lead to acute kidney injuries, while in the dry season, outdoor workers like farmers and construction staff face dehydration, accelerating chronic kidney decline.
We have to look at how the climate changes affect us. We talk about in the rainy season, we see more cases of dengue, leptospirosis, the airborne illnesses as well. These illnesses can contribute to persons having acute kidney injury requiring dialysis. Thankfully, our experience here with persons with leptospirosis, most of them are able to be weaned off of dialysis. They do not become chronic dialysis patients, but certainly in the rainy seasons, we see more cases of that. In the dry seasons and persons who work outdoors in farming populations, we see dehydration and we see nephropathies and kidney disease associated with those workers as well. So construction workers, farmers who don't drink adequately and have underlying illnesses that may predispose them to kidney disease, we see progression or rapid deterioration of their kidney function.
Meanwhile, medical professionals are urging people with underlying conditions to be especially vigilant about their kidney health. Dr. Tawana Brown-Caesar says individuals living with illnesses such as hypertension and diabetes are among those most at risk for developing kidney disease.
We are looking to integrate chronic kidney disease testing into primary care, routine care for persons who are at risk for kidney disease in the first place. So we're talking about persons who have diabetes, persons who have hypertension. We're looking at those who have a family history of kidney disease. We're looking for persons who are obese, persons who have infection or inflammation in the urinary system, persons who have long-standing obstruction of the kidneys, persons who have chronic pain syndromes that allow them to use high doses of pain medications like ibuprofen. And just the process of aging can also contribute to a decline in your kidney function.
Dr. Brown-Caesar notes that in the past 3 years, more men than women have required dialysis in St. Vincent, with 2025 seeing 44 males versus 36 females, while the majority of patients continue to fall between 18 and 64 years old.
As it relates to persons on dialysis, over the last couple of years, we've had more males on dialysis than females. So in 2023, we had 30 males, 28 females. 2024, we had 37 males, 32 females, and in 2025, we had 44 males and 36 females. So just over 50% of the population are males, and if we look at the age categories, age distributions, we had only one person under 17 on dialysis. That's our primary school patient. However, last year we had two persons who were under 17. The majority of our dialysis patients remain between the age groups of 18 to 64, where we saw 59 persons on dialysis in that age group, and over 65, we had 19 patients last year as opposed to 15 patients in 2024.
Consultant nephrologist at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital and the Modern Medical Diagnostic Center, Dr. Tawana Brown-Caesar. World Kidney Day is being observed this year with the theme Kidney Health for All, Caring for People, Protecting the Planet. And one of the key focus areas is to address how air pollution, extreme heat, and climate change increases kidney disease risk. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.